we're talking about human rights violations in Gaza, and today we're looking at the latest developments at the United Nations Human Rights Council, where a significant resolution was adopted. Now, the council had taken a firm stance calling for Israel to be held accountable for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. Now, this groundbreaking decision made on Friday marked the council's first official position on the early six-month conflict, or war, as I think it should be more appropriately called, amplifying concerns of genocide amidst a devastating toll with over 33,000 lives lost. And this afternoon, we are speaking to senior community practitioner at the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation, and that is Modiege Marafe. Modiege, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you.
I hope you can hear me clearly. I'm battling to hear you a little bit, quite soft, but let's go ahead anyway and see if our technician can sort that out whilst we talk. Can you maybe provide for us an overview of the ongoing human rights violations in Gaza and also look at the current humanitarian crisis that is unfolding in the enclave?
Yes, thank you very much for having us. I'm not so sure if you can hear me now clearly.
I can hear you.
Thank you. Yes, you see, from the CSGR point of view, we're saying violence, whatever form of violence, is a violation of human rights.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And no doubt the war that we witnessing taking place in Israel, in Palestine, is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps even to say the war is a misnomer because it's one-sided. So we are saying we hope that sanity will prevail and people will realize that war leads to war. It becomes a vicious cycle because the impact of this vicious form of violence is so profound, and therefore we hope that as the resolution has been taken at the UN, sanity will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, from the very onset, we're saying whatever source of violence, we want to condemn it and also to pray that we see a peace in this part of the world in particular, because children, women, older people, and everybody else in that region has suffered, and enough is enough. Because the long-term impact of this violence is beyond explanation. You can't comprehend that, because the coming generations will have to carry the trauma that we see they are experiencing currently.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the United Nations Human Rights Council recently adopted that resolution that I mentioned in my introduction that's urged for Israel to be held accountable for its alleged war crimes against humanity, along with the call to halt all arms sales to the country. Can you discuss the significance of this resolution and how it reflects the situation in Gaza and Palestine?
Firstly, I would say better late than never.
Mm-hmm.
It's late already, but it's better. Having said that, it should carry weight because as a nation, generally we say they are the custodians of peace. The United Nations should be the custodians of peace. Therefore, it should carry weight. And unfortunately, the world, the power dynamics in the world are skewed. Therefore, it stands to be seen whether this will be observed and will come to pass. However, it is important that as the situation stands, we see a progress, because it's doubtful that sometimes, you know, all these resolutions are just on paper, and it's doubtful, especially the victims. They don't have hope, they don't have trust in whatever organizational structures that we have.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm sorry that there's a baby in the background and I'm not sure if you can hear.
No problem. So, you know, we this has been a week now that that resolution has been passed, and countries are actually, you know, talking about it, but we haven't heard. The UK has said that they would go ahead, although I would say the leaders are saying that, but the people are calling for a halt to the sale of arms to Israel. We're seeing the same theme coming from the rest of the world. But today we've seen another journalist, or many journalists who were shot at, attacked. We've seen the leader of Hamas lose 6 members of his family, and the killing continues. You know, so I think the world now has seen the hypocrisy of the leaders of the world, and people are starting to look at other ways of standing up. Maybe you could delve into the reasoning behind the UN Human Rights Council's decision, especially concerning the concerns that were raised about the potential risk of genocide. I mean, it's no more potential risk. We've seen a genocide unfolding in front of us. Every single day, we're seeing the numbers just go up, and we're seeing the, you know, the sights, the sounds on the videos that are coming through, the clips, you know, the stories that have come through, and all the violations of international human law.
That is the tragedy of war. It's a never ending, you know, the violation of human rights. There is no morality in war. You can't rationalize. War is war. And if countries such as the UK, America, and many others do not act upon this resolution, it will not be surprising, because there is history behind this. We know how this started with the Balfour Declaration and all. We know that. So it is upon the United Nations to put pressure on these countries to observe what needs to be observed and implement the resolution.
And then also, you know, given recent developments, what specific actions do you anticipate from the international community to address this really worsening humanitarian crisis in Palestine?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said, given the recent developments, you know, with the Human Rights Council, what specific actions do you anticipate the international community to address this worsening humanitarian crisis we're seeing in Palestine?
I'm sorry, you're breaking. Is it my line or?